Item dealing with blue crab sanctuaries.
All right, this has a, let's see if I can. This has a history which goes back to June, and the Smiths, Cynthia Noria Smith up off Reedville, have been very active about this issue since 2002, so much so that the commission in 2002 held a special meeting to revise this green, which is the current line. It formerly had ended over about here, and the commission made it into a boundary which was more offshore. This still caused some problems for about five crabbers last summer. The Smiths addressed the commission in November of 2010, and the commission directed that the Crab Management Advisory Committee would take this issue and come back with a decision to the commission. The Crab Management Advisory Committee, it took a couple of different meetings, and there were some situations where at one meeting staff had a proposal which is in this dashed blue line, that the boundary would follow this line and then come back to the current line. The problem with that was that there is a female migratory pathway that would have been impacted, and Dr. Lipschitz presented that information to the Crab Management Advisory Committee, and the Crab Management Advisory Committee ultimately accepted this type of a boundary situation. You start at the Cam Buoy in Maryland, come down to the Smith Point Light, this is in your regulation as well, and then join the current boundary. So that everything looked pretty good. Mr. Smith was at the meeting. He endorsed the line. I think he said he could live with it, probably were his words. He came back recently and indicated that he has problems at Smith Point Light, seen much down at Great Wicomico Light. He does not have GPS. His concern is that he's going to have an infraction, and unfortunately, he prefers the staff line that CMAQ did not support and should not be supported because of the female migration and the information from Dr. Lipschitz. Even as a situation where I know we were at an event recently last week, and Mr. Smith had also talked to Congressman Whitman. Congress Whitman approached staff, and after he heard what the committee had done and the process of the commission, he was very understanding about that. I've since talked to Mr. Smith this week, yesterday, and indicated that staff would be presenting this as the basis for today's public hearing to change the line this way.
I don't mean in the wrong way. Do Mr. and Ms. Smith agree?
I think they do grudgingly, because they know what it's been.
You mean
through.
Agree with each other? That's my point.
They are both. When one is on the phone, the other's in earshot. Okay. So.
And I mean, I will be calling. They both have been very. The reason I say that they both have been very passionate about that,
yes,
and want to do what's right.
Yes, and I will be placing a call later just to indicate the results. And the other thing, just to mention to you, is at the August meeting from last year, when we removed most of the coordinates, the lat longs, we'd also like to bring that back in August and then have a sanctuary that has all the associated latitude and longitudes for those, markers on the water and lights and everything else. So the staff recommendation is to have this CMAQ recommended boundary line, which would traverse down bay this way and join the current boundary line.
Any further questions to Rob? This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee, in making its recommendation, tried to strike a balance between accommodating the needs of Mr. Smith and the crabbers in that area. who didn't have access to some of those deeper water crabs, but they also wanted to be careful about not going too far to open up too much mortality in the sanctuary. So I would make a motion to go ahead, Rob.
That's part of this evaluation. The other part is the actual date.
Okay,
even though I mentioned it.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. They've been running together. The situation with the sanctuary is that starting in 2008, it closed everywhere except the 1942 sanctuary. In 2009, the entire sanctuary was closed, and in 2010, staff and the Crab Management Advisory Committee endorsed a May 16th closure. So there'd be an extra 15 days of crabbing. What I can tell you is there's a mistake in the evaluation that lists that this could be as high as a 6% increase. It's really a 3.1% maximum, because that 6% was based on the entire month of May. So that's a misstatement in the evaluation. The other thing is to address one of the reasons for the affordability of this, what we still think is a modest liberalization of the regulations, owes to those removal rates the last 3 years, which were either very close to the target or under the target. And we think that gives a little bit of liberalization. Maryland plans to either add on 5 bushels to the fall to their female harvest, or perhaps to adjust their, they have June closures by weeks, to adjust those closures. So they see that as modest as well. The Potomac River Fisheries Commission will remain status quo. So with that, the staff recommendation is to establish the Blue Crab Sanctuary area's closure as May 16th in 2011, and also to accept the new boundary up off the Great White Comico to Smith Point light area.
Mr. Tankard?
I'll accept staff recommendation in that regard.
Second to the motion.
Second
by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Great job, Rob.
Thanks, sir.
Item